I used to see every January 1st as the day the newest year's model of me would appear in the showroom. I think we all tend to do that to a greater or lesser extent. It's how we motivate ourselves to make New Year's resolutions. One year I debuted non-smoking Norbert. Then it was exercising every day Norbert. Then losing 50 pounds Norbert. Not every one of those product launches was a complete failure. I still don't smoke. I exercise occasionally. And I'm not the fattest I've ever been. But gradually, subtly, something's changed. Where I used to see every new year as an opportunity to reinvent myself, I no longer crave reinvention. Maybe it's an age thing, some deep recognition that I've already burst through every cocoon this life is likely to allow me, that any chance I was going to get to become an Olympic athlete or an Oscar-winning director would probably have come by now. Or the realization that when I was 25, I had no idea how rich or famous I was eventually going to be. And now, I probably know. There are moments when all this bothers me more than I like to admit. I don't consider myself particularly good at getting older. For one thing, you can't age without experiencing moments of profound loss, and that's hard to face. And although I swore to myself many years ago that one thing I would never do was regret, that promise can be difficult to keep. But I try, because it was a very wise promise. I have no time for regret, and that's why I've given up, happily, on reinvention. You can't put on a new skin without sloughing off the old one, and I've put too much work into being who I am today to let any of that work go to waste. So instead of trying to reinvent myself every year, I look for small things I can do to make me like myself more. I avoid doing things the way I've always done them before. I make sure the people I love never have cause to doubt how much I care about them. And creatively, I'll go out on a limb to express myself in ways I'd never have tried a few years ago for fear I'd let myself down. I left 25 behind more than 30 years ago. It shows on my face, certainly in my shape, and the speed I do things. But I find that the thing that changes most with age is time. The space between minutes, hours, and days that used to exist is just gone. Once there was an entire year between one Christmas and the next. Now I swear it can't be more than 3 months. But now that time goes faster, I appreciate it more. It matters how I spend it, and I never set out to deliberately waste or kill it. I'm miserly with my hours when it comes to doing things that are tedious or petty, but I do give them freely to my family, to laughing, to making things, or to reading a good book. I hope I still have quite a few years left, but I know they're going to fly by. I intend to fly with them